Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I think I did something last week that no man will ever admit to doing. See this hoodie I have on right here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's party. It's pink. It's got Muhammad Ali on it. Honors the Thriller in Manila.
Oh, that's fire.
See that?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Saw this on a dude in the gym. And I went home and I Googled it.
You're influenced.
Get that guy.
Well, no, you couldn't.
Do you guys do that?
I've never done it. I've never done it.
I complimented him on it. I made a joke. I said, don't leave that around here. If you leave that in the locker room, it's going to be gone. He laughed. And then as soon as I got home, I Googled pink Muhammad Ali hoodie.
Don't feel bad, Bert. I've done that.
Have you?
Anthony Anderson, who starred on Blackish, wore the flyest clothes ever. And I would look up his clothes. And a $600 shirt later, I said, nah, stay at Target.
But you could have taken it one step further. What women do is, like, you see something you like, you go up to her and you'd be like, oh, my God, I love that. That's amazing. Where did you get it?
Oh, okay.
But you decided you couldn't take that extra step, so you just went home and Googled it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's, I like that better.
Yeah.
I'd rather you go home and Google it than ask me where I got it.
I'm just nervous that, like, this weekend, because I've only seen it on the weekends, is that I'm going to run into him and he's going to have his on. I'm going to have mine on. And we're going to be doing that Spider-Man meme.
Oh. You can't let him see you.
No.
You can't let that happen.
I am taking it off if I see him.
Yes. He's going to feel like you're going to try to, like, single white male him.
I know, right?
That's not it.
Hey, what kind of car do you drive, bro?
What kind of deodorant are you using?
All right, Kristen, you'll admit it. You get emotional every time you do it, but it has to be done. What is it?
Okay, so I'm hoping other moms can relate. This is something that I go through probably once a year, maybe a little less. It is something that has to be done. And I feel good about doing it, but it's very bittersweet. And that is going through all the clothes Jimmy has grown out of,
mm-hmm.
and then passing them on to my lovely friend Cassie.
Mm, okay.
So we have a train. And so my friend Sari, who has three young boys, her youngest is Benny. He's about a little over a year and change older than Jimmy. And she, and with three boys, you can imagine the amount of clothes she's accumulated. She has given me all of her hand-me-downs, right? And it is such a godsend because these kids grow so fast. They're in sizes for what feels like a blink, and then they're on to the next size. And you don't want to, like, buy a ton of stuff, and you could, like, just spend so much money. So every so often, there'll be, like, two big garbage bags full of clothes on my front stoop, right? So Jimmy is now at the point where 2T no longer fits him.
Aww.
Now he's wearing 3T and he wears a 4T at my job.
Guy's huge.
He's a big boy.
Does it feel like when you're giving, like, the clothes away, you're giving the memories away? Is that it?
Well, so it's funny you say that. I have two massive bags of clothes here. So I was in the guest bedroom going through clothes, and a couple of pieces I keep, right? Like, there's a couple of pieces I keep because I'm thinking about doing something with them later on. I haven't figured that out, what I want to do. But I'm going through everything and putting them in the bags for Cassie. And I'm sitting there doing it, and I'm keeping it together. And then Bart comes in, and he just stands there next to me, right?
Mm.
And then I'm just kind of like, and I look at him, he goes, are you okay? And then he goes to touch me, and I'm like, don't touch touch me. If you touch me, I will cry. And I go, will you please leave? And he goes, well, I can't stand here and think about the memories, because you do. Like, whenever you hold a piece of clothing, you think about what your child was doing in that. So I thought to make the transition a little easier. And don't get me wrong, I am so excited to give this stuff to Cassie. Max is going to be so freaking fly this winter between, you know, Sari's clothes and some of the stuff I bought for Jimmy. Like, I'm very pumped for you, more so for Max. But I thought I could just a couple of pieces explain where Jimmy wore it. Oh. Yes. This was one of the cutest little hats that we got him with the pom-pom on top.
It's soft.
It's very soft. He wore that all last winter.
There it goes.
Look at it. Look, there I'm it showing goes. The cameras. How cute is it?
Kristen, you'll never see him in that again.
Shut up.
She'll see Max in it, though, and she'll get to be reminded.
And you'll be jealous. You'll be jealous.
No, I won't. I tell you, when Sari sees Jimmy in clothes, and she'll text me, and she's like, oh, I remember the reindeer sweater, blah, blah, blah. And then Cassie, the same thing. When I see Max and stuff, it warms my heart, because this is what you should do, right? So this is a cute little brown corduroy jacket. Ooh. Jimmy wore this to the farm in Kentucky to watch Peppa on the tractor.
That's a cute jacket.
My son is better dressed than I am, thanks to Kristen.
Hey, sincerely, he and I are fairly similar in size.
You want to take this home and Google it?
I think I'm going to just cut the sleeves off on that.
I'll save you a step. It came from Old Navy. Okay. All right, so here's a cute little horsey sweater.
Aww.
It's very cute. Soft inside. And Jimmy wore this to the botanical gardens. We had dinner with his girlfriends, Ruby and Red.
I bet he looks so cute. No, those memories are erased. That's the handoff happens.
Here's
wow, it's all
there. Thank you for your bag of memories.
Yeah. Two big bags.
Wow. Okay. She's like Santa Claus, but for big clothes.
Two huge bags of clothes now right in front of Cassie. There they go. So I had a little different take when my kids were growing up. I was so attached to the clothes that I gave my kids away. And I just kept the clothes.
You know what? When Jimmy grows out of his three T's, yeah. I'll consider that.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. We haven't had that many tantrums yet for me to consider that, but I'll let you know.
Bye-bye clothes. That hurts.
But seriously, Cassie, enjoy them so much, and I can't wait to see Max rocking some of them.
We will. Thank you. It's a huge help.
And then Cassie takes those, and she passes them on to another friend.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
It really is very cool. And it's a great way to save cash for everybody also, because they grow out of them so fast.
Yes.
Right?
The Burt Show.
Hi, Cassie. What is the Glimmer Project?
Oh, I'm so excited about this. So the Glimmer Project is a little challenge that I'm starting. And I got the idea. So a glimmer is the opposite of a trigger, right? Trigger makes you feel some kind of way, sad, traumatized. A glimmer is something you see, a small something that just brings you joy or safety or a good feeling. And in our daily lives, I think we'll see glimmers and we're like, oh, yeah. And then we keep going. You don't really focus on it. So the Glimmer Project is something I'm doing to every day focus on something that brought me a little twinge of joy. It doesn't have to be a huge happy moment. It literally can just be something that you think is pretty or makes you smile, and catalog it. And then at the end of the week, you review all the glimmers for that week, and you realize, like, hey, instead of just slogging through another week, like, you know, the daily grind over and over again, you can start focusing on the highlights and the things that kind of brought you some joy throughout the week. And it's learning to, like, romanticize your life and see the beauty in the everyday mundane. And so some examples for you, I'm filming my glimmers. So at the end of the week, I can make a little video to rewatch all these, like, this highlight reel almost. So for me, and it's going to sound corny and Hallmarky, like a Hallmark card, but that's kind of the point.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, some glimmers are like when the sunlight filters through leaves in the trees. I just think it's the most beautiful thing ever. Or trees against a stormy background. I don't know why. Or I have a weighted blanket. So waking up in the morning cozy under the weighted blanket. That first cup of coffee that's so sweet and it just hits your lips and you're like, oh God, I needed this. The white muzzle on my dog when I get really close to give her like kisses and pet her. So those are all kind of glimmers, and they seem like they're just mundane things. Like everybody, if you have a dog, you've seen your dog's muzzle, but it's how you feel when you interact with it. And that little spark of joy is your glimmer. So I want to challenge everybody for at least a week to, like, focus on your glimmers and see what they are and see if it changes your mood by really, like, registering the fact that you feel happy, that you feel a little bit of joy, that you found the beauty in something in your normal, mundane, cyclical life, and you can focus on it, and it just helps you see the world a little bit differently.
Because you could so easily just bypass those things and not think twice about them.
Yeah, I forget what book I didn't finish that had the analogy in it that, you know, when you go to an Airbnb and you know you're going to be there for a weekend, right? Like, let's say you're staying on the beach or you're in this beautiful Airbnb and you only have 48 hours, you try everything, right? Mm-hmm. And everything is so beautiful. You want to go and you want to use the pool if they have a pool there, right? You're going to do everything because you only know it's going to be there for 48 hours, right? But the analogy is for your life. Like, you're here for a very short amount of time, and here we take these things for granted. And if we can just remember that and see the beauty in every little thing, that it is really a short period of time, then it makes your life much better.
Yeah, and it's really helped pull me out of some funks as well. Like, if I'm really annoyed because I've just done literally 5 loads of laundry, and now I have to do dishes, and I'm going out of my mind, but I know I have clean sheets to get into, and I just shaved my legs. If you're a woman or you shave your legs, you'll know that feeling. That is a glimmer, and it just kind of helps you refocus away from the negative and realize, like, when life gets really heavy or, and I'm not talking about major trauma, I'm just talking about, like, sometimes you can get so bogged down in the day to day and be like, what am I doing with my life? Like, is this really what it's about? It's because we have conditioned ourselves to just overlook it. Like, you know, starting a new Netflix show or opening a new jar of peanut butter, or if you're the kind of person who gets to throw away the jar because you're done, like, that brings me so much joy to finish a product and be like, done, get it out of my house. So I think it's just training your brain to reframe your daily life in a way that's going to bring you some happiness. And it takes a moment. So when you see your glimmer, stop, look at it, sit in it, film it, or just take it in, whatever is best for you, write it down, and really take a moment to be present and look at that thing around you, that mundane thing that's bringing you joy.
Mm-hmm. I know we weren't, like, you know, purposely paying attention to this, but can anybody think of a glimmer they had yesterday? Because I know for me, and I actually recorded it, but I hadn't posted it on Instagram because I was sitting on the couch and my dog Willie was laying next to me, and his back left paw was perfectly put out. And man, I love smelling those dog feet. Yes, they smell like Fritos. It's like,
what?
Yes.
You enjoy that?
Yes. It smells like Fritos, and it's just, oh. So I went down and I had the camera and I was like, Frito feet. Frito feet. So that would be my glimmer for yesterday.
I think my glimmer would be the sound that a PS5 makes when it turns on.
Oh, that's a good one.
When you hear the beep, I don't want to hear a beep.
For me, I had seen a TikTok video a couple days ago where it's like, for anyone who has depression, have you ever thought about just watching a cat lick its paws and then wipe its eyes? Because that'll cure it. And for me, that's what I do anytime I'm sad. I just go back and I look at videos of my cat. So for me, it was my cat fishing out the ice in my drink yesterday. Couldn't finish my water, but it was cute as hell.
Yeah, I think mine is animal related yesterday also, because I'm watching my ex-wife's dogs for a couple of days, and I walked in the house and these dogs were so excited to see me, man. One almost peed and the other one was up on my leg, and I was like, hey, this is really cool, coming home to something that's excited.
Yeah, really, do it for a week and see how your attitude changes.
I love this.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Selena Gomez is setting the record straight about a moment between her, Taylor Swift, and Kelly Teller that happened at the Golden Globes, and it is going mega viral. So it's this moment where Selena approaches Taylor Swift and Kelly Teller's table, who, by the way, is married to Miles Teller, but she's close friends with Taylor. There's the context there. So they're sitting down at their table, and then Selena Gomez comes up behind Taylor to spill some tea, and she starts getting in real close, and then Kelly leans in, and you can tell something is just going down, and then Kelly leans back and exclaims something. And of course, this is all caught on film, so all the lip readers of TikTok have gotten in on this, and they think they've deciphered what Selena was telling Taylor and Kelly Teller. So they believe that Selena is explaining that she went up to her former co-star, Timothy Chalamet, and asked for a photo. But Kylie Jenner, who was sitting there with him, who is his girlfriend, said no. So that's what all the lip readers are saying. And of course, everyone's like, ooh, T, like Kylie doesn't like Selena. So Selena is setting the record straight. God love her. She needs
to get off. Kylie and Halle are, yeah, Hailey Bieber Yes. Are good friends.
Yeah. And of course, Taylor has the whole drama with the Kardashians and Selena is besties with Taylor. There's a whole web of things of why Kylie might want to be a little bee in this moment. And also, I don't know if you saw any videos or photos of Kylie and Timothy throughout the entire night. They did not stop making out once. They were all up in each other's grill, which, you know what, good for them. They're in love.
But I think I heard Jennifer Lawrence had to leave the table. Like they were having some
for real. They were macking out so bad.
Yeah. It was disgusting.
Yeah. J-Law couldn't handle it. And who can blame her? So on yesterday, Selena actually decided to get on social media and squash the rumors. So she did spill a little bit of tea, but she does deny any of the Kylie and Timothy fodder. She said, "No, I told Taylor about two of my friends who hooked up. Not that it's anyone's business." And
whatever.
Nor, yeah.
She should not have addressed it.
She should have just let it fly.
Yeah, I mean, this probably goes with the territory that you're going to be at an award show and you're Taylor Swift, so there are cameras on you all the time. But in one little corner here, this does suck for her. I mean, that she can't even have a whispering conversation with somebody without there being some kind of conspiracy theory or theory that has gone viral. That's her life right now. That must really suck.
But anywhere, come on now. Yes, that sucks. But at the same time, you're at an award show.
Right.
With tons of cameras. That conversation could have been had afterwards, wherever your after party was.
I guess you're not thinking. It's just every second of her day, she has to constantly have her head on a swivel. Obviously, this is one where she knows cameras are all about, but there's no place she can go. No place where she can run or hide.
Yeah, and to be fair, I mean, are you really overthinking every conversation when you're out drinking with friends, too? You know, somebody says something and you're not really thinking about the camera that's over there. So I really do feel for them, but I also feel very close to them in this moment. Like, when I saw this video, I was like, that is peak girlhood.
Yep.
Like, we have all been in a situation where something stupid goes down. This is not front page news drama. Like, Timothy Chalamet and Kylie didn't stay in for a photo. Whatever. But we've all been there where there's so much history with one person that little thing, you just go up and you tell your friend, you're like, don't they suck? And they're like, yes, they suck. And it's just the best.
She just couldn't wait till they got backstage to do that. She just had to get it off her.
Literally.
To talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's your Breaking Tavis News now on The Burt Show.
It's been so long since we talked about Tavis! Okay. Travis Kelce is revealing who the most famous person in his phone is, and he didn't give the easy answer. He didn't give his girlfriend's name, Taylor Swift. He said somebody else.
We want to know the most famous person in your contact list. Don't give us the easy answer. Don't give us the easy answer, Trav. We need
easy answer.
We know the easy answer. We know the easy answer.
We know the easy answer.
JT, Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. Could you call Justin Timberlake right now? He'll pick up.
No.
Okay.
I know you, and I appreciate you, Justin. But I know he's a busy man.
Right.
He's a busy man.
I need Travis Kelce and Justin Timberlake to do a joint SNL episode because they are two of the best hosts I've ever seen. Like with Justin Timberlake and all of his original sketches, and then Travis just having like the natural comedic timing. I think they would crush together.
Yeah, because you can tell when somebody's got like, so for instance, like Peyton Manning, whenever he did commercials, like he got it. When you watch Travis Kelce in commercials, you're like, oh, he's actually, he gets it. Because some players are like,
it's bad, right? Yeah.
It's like, how did you book this endorsement? Why are you in this commercial? But Travis is actually funny in a State Farm commercial.
Oh, yeah. They're completely, like most NFL players are completely robotic. But when I hear who is in somebody's phone, I'm always wondering how they got their number. You know, was it JT that slid into the DMs? He's like, hey, like, let's chat about SNL. Let me get your number. I always want to know the backstory of how they get their
play the game. Bert, who's the most famous person in your phone?
Bieber.
That's good.
Yeah.
You have Bieber in your phone?
I got Bieber in my
Call
phone.
Call him up.
Nope.
Now. He's calling him up next entertainment bus.
No.
Tracy Morgan.
Okay.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Niall Horan.
What?
Who? You got Niall. Yeah. That's right.
Abby? Don't look at me. I got nobody. I'm in my phone.
I got all of you beat.
Who?
Jack Nicholson.
What? Really?
How'd you get Jack Nicholson's phone?
Right here. Rick Dees and Jack played golf all the time.
Is that right? And Tommy used to work for Rick Dees.
I got it right here.
That's pretty cool.
That's a good one.
That is good.
All right, Tiger Woods is parting ways with Nike after almost 30 years. I'll tell you why the golfer is leaving the brand on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
There's a theory that, look, business is business. All money is green. Does it really matter what the history is or how you're making this money? If you're legit, the money is the money, right? It has a story, but what do you care about that? You're trying to make a profit. In fact, we had a story like this a little bit yesterday from a woman that was taking money from a source that she wasn't necessarily comfortable with, right?
Well, it's a high school senior, and they're applying for scholarships to go to college, and there is a scholarship they are eligible for because they have a family member who, it's proven they were part of the Confederacy. Mm-hmm. They're Confederate. And so there is this scholarship program through a Confederate program, and the parents want the student to take the money, and they're like, no, this is something I adamantly am against. Like, I feel like it's dirty money. So we all debated, and we all said, take it.
Take the money.
Green is green.
But I think we came up with, like, unique ways of, like, I said, take the money now, and then 20 years later, after you've paid off your student loan debt or whatever that amount of scholarship money you were able to get, donate it to a cause that is near and dear to your heart. That is like the antithesis of that.
That's great advice. Our intern Caroline here might be going through a similar situation because she's got an Airbnb property that's being used and she's making money off of a dude that she knows is using the Airbnb for some pretty shady business. What do you got?
Yeah, so the first couple times I didn't pick up on it because they never stayed overnight. So they would check in super early, like 2 o'clock, and then they would leave by 9 o'clock.
Huh.
And
so they're renting the Airbnb for like 7 hours at a time.
And I'm just doing the dirty laundry, literally. finding it all out. And so after the third time, I picked up on it because she had booked under multiple names.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the names was, I come to find out, was her daughter's name.
So she's never using her real name. She's using aliases to book the Airbnb.
So she's used her name once.
Okay.
And then I did my own private investigation. And
as you should, because this is a person staying in
staying in my property. So
this is your property. You own this property.
So
I'll
tell you a little bit about the space. It's run like a hotel room. Mm-hmm. It's no shared space. I never see them. We never see them. I give them their privacy. They give us the privacy back.
Okay.
So I get that. And it just dawned on me. I'm like, this is very, very shady what's going on. And I did my own little investigation, and I found out she's a public figure, and
I know what conversation we're having when these mics go off.
Sorry, you're not in studio.
So the public figure is the mistress in this case?
Ooh. She's the mistress.
Wow.
And I picked up on it because how they back
in. She's the mistress, or she's cheating on her significant other with whoever she's meeting her side piece.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the mistress. She's cheating on her significant other with who she's meeting at her Airbnb.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
So the first time they pulled up, they backed in. They backed in. And
backed in on the outside.
Backed in the room also.
Bagging it up.
For real. You couldn't even see the license plate on this thing. Like, you couldn't even see their license plate. So what do? I go on my camera. I get the license plate number. And
you're amazing.
Well, that's legit also. I mean, this is your place. Yeah. You got to know who's occupying here.
And all guests know that there is a camera on my property. Just for safety reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started my private investigation, and I found out that the man that was staying in my house was not her husband.
Not a plot twist.
Do you know if he's married?
I have done my own still investigation, mm-hmm. and I can't find that out.
Okay. All right.
Well, we'll be working together later.
So how many times has she used your place?
So out of the six times, they have only stayed one night overnight. So I guess she had like a work. She got away with it for a night. But yeah.
So they're using your Airbnb just to hang out for 6 or 7 hours.
Pretty
and then
much.
They both go. And do you have any kind of like moral fight that you're doing? Or are you like, money is money?
So like the fifth time it happened,
first floor's on the house.
So by the fifth time, I think, like, so Airbnb asks you.
My conscience took over right after $10,000.
By the fifth time, I was just like, do I continue to take this money or do I accept it? Do I deny it, but I pushed accept.
So. Yeah. To be fair, you don't really know what's going on. Yes. They could be exchanging recipes.
They could.
They could be having Bible study. Uh-huh. They could be, you know, sharing grief and trauma.
Oh, she's saying, oh, God.
Oh, she is.
She's calling Jesus.
I mean, the room is right next door, so I can hear pretty much almost everything.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right.
Fascinating. No, but it's so smart because if you're a public figure, you can't go to a hotel.
Right.
So to use Airbnb or VRBO, that makes total sense.
Think about that. I guess that does.
And you would be surprised how much it happens.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Caroline, stay in here.
Yep.
We're going to talk to Kaylee.
Oh.
And then we're going to go to commercial. And then we're gonna get them there.
Yeah, we are. 100%.
The Burt Show.
All right, here, shocker. Kaylee's wife is not happy with him. That's real shocking.
Well, I don't know that she's not happy. I mean, maybe she isn't happy. Who knows? I don't know.
Says your wife wasn't all the way thrilled with her Christmas.
Well, she wasn't thrilled with, I guess, my holiday Christmas present that I got her. See, I went into the holiday season thinking I probably didn't have to go as hard with the holiday gift because...
Yeah.
I blinged her out on our anniversary,
which
reminds me that that's two separate occasions, and that does not even come into the equation. And I was like,
budget-wise, it might, but as far as like celebrating, it's totally different, right?
It's separate, but I understand what you're saying, but as far as budget, like if you really splurge for this anniversary gift as a significant other, I would be not expecting, but understanding if my Christmas gift wasn't like outlandish and super expensive, that would be totally fine. Now it can't be like a pair of socks.
No, it was more than that.
Okay.
I got her a knife.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to use it.
What?
I assure you, at some point, she's going to use it.
One knife?
One
knife.
Uno.
Like a steak knife?
It's
a set would have been better.
I mean, those are expensive.
Well, that's true.
Is this a practical gift that, like we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, when a wife in passing goes, man, these knives suck. And a guy hears that and goes, oh, I'm going to get credit for this. I listened to what she said. She's going to be shocked. You end up with a knife and she's like, what the F is this?
Well, yeah, kind of. That's kind of how it unplayed, but... So I got her this, like, I don't know. I saw it on Instagram all the time.
A really nice kitchen knife.
It's like one of those crazy, like, butcher's knife that'll cut through. It looks like a sword.
Oh, those are cool.
Did you get it from a commercial where they cut through a can?
No, this I know the one he's talking about on Instagram. The ads are incessant, and it shows you how to like sharpen it so it always stays sharp, and like they can slice through a piece of paper.
No, this is more like some burly man like cutting through like a cow.
So it's a knife. It's a knife that technically might be able to fit between your fourth and fifth rib.
Yeah.
Well. And also, you gave her a present that says, "Hey, babe, spend more time in the kitchen."
Oh, yikes. I ain't thinking
about
that one.
Also, giving knives is bad luck.
Why is that?
It is?
Yeah, if you give someone a knife, you're supposed to like tape a dime or a penny to it, and they have to give the money back to you because then it's transactional. It's bad luck to give someone a knife.
I'm walking under a ladder, I heard, is bad luck.
Like giving someone,
breaking a mirror, but I never heard that.
Like giving someone a watch means that your time is limited together.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. What is this?
Whoa. In a relationship.
That's bull. I gave my wife a watch. We've been together forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I have some news for you.
Bert, we got you a watch for our Chris. We all pitched in for your watch many years back.
Yeah, and how many of those people are still left on the show?
Tick, tick.
Well, I guess she was like, why? And I bought her a sheath because I didn't know.
A sheath to put the knife into.
And she was like, what do you think? I'm going to carry this around? And she started like mocking me, like putting it on her belt, like, here, guys. And I'm like, well, I don't know what it came with. So I figured you need a place to put the sword I got you while you're in the kitchen. And she
just while you're in the kitchen.
Hey, man, walking. What?
So is this something she said in passing that she wanted, or did you just hear somewhere knife and then associated with the commercial?
I heard her one day in the kitchen just cussing because the butcher's knife we had or whatever, the chef's knife had like no tip and it was like broken off. And I was like, oh, She needs a new knife. Mm-hmm. And then I saw this awesome ad. I'm like, this guy's like cutting through cows and he's in nature and he's doing all these things with it. And I'm like, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. So I understand where you're coming from.
This
is how a dude thinks right here because she says it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Look, I'm telling you, I want
no part of your nonsense.
No. I'm telling you, she's in the kitchen. He hears her frustration.
That's right.
And then he puts it in the back of his mind thinking this is going to be a great surprise because she's already expressed a want for this. In his mind, he's filling a need because she's frustrated.
Find a need and fill it. Okay. That's what I did.
But you can't fill it with something that benefits the whole family and is a chore. So it's different. I actually asked for one of those knives for Christmas because I enjoy cooking and I wanted one. But if Chad was like, surprise, I got you a crock pot and I didn't ask for it, I'd be like, oh, are you going to be using this? You can't get someone like a vacuum or workout equipment or knives. That is a family thing that just needs replacing. What would have been cool is if you heard that you replaced the knife and then you got her something different.
Did you say to her, when you gave it to her, did you say, look, this will help you fulfill your womanly duties?
Because apparently that's what it's for.
When you cut my sandwiches, you're going to be able to cut a real knife.
And then when the first time she actually used it, she sliced her finger.
Oh,
and,
God, really?
Yeah,
oh
and was God. Like, it wouldn't stop bleeding. I'm like, well, this has maybe turned out to be a bad idea.
And Kaylee, you need to go in right now and erase your buying history because you have a history of buying knives and blow-up dolls. And you're
that
gonna
is
come across
true.
As a serial killer.
You might want to elaborate on that and just leave it.
Nope, leave it right there.
All right, fine.
Your Amazon list really is the new car trunk, isn't it?
A game we're going to play for our listeners online. We're all going to submit to Cassie like our most recent purchases and they have to guess which Burt Show member belongs to.
That'll be easy, man. That'll be 100% easy.
The Burt Show.
He cheated on her before. They're getting back together again, but her parents are insisting once a cheater, always a cheater. Don't go back with this guy, and she wants to prove them wrong. First jumping off point, do you guys believe that? Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Well, based off of the research that I've read, cheating can actually be genetic. So I, being the very I see things sometimes in black and white. I think if I found out the person I was cheating or I was dating had cheated, I think I 100% believe that they would do it again.
I don't think that. I think to the person that you cheat on, you will always be a cheater to them. Mm-hmm. But I do think that people can grow and evolve and learn and become better. It doesn't happen often, but I do think it happens.
I was of that mindset for quite some time. And then as I had people in my circle who had cheated or had been cheated on and then had been able to rehabilitate, for lack of a better word, I don't think that's the case anymore. Now, there was one couple I used as a prime example, and they got past it and got married and had kids, but they're getting a divorce.
Okay. I'm with Mo. I think we're constantly developing as people if you're a cheater before. You know, the bottom line for me is I think when the right person comes along, you don't want to risk it in any way, shape, or form. You respect them, you love them, and it's just in your past.
But there is two different scenarios we're talking about here. Like, yeah, I hopefully, like, 20-year-old you is different than 33-year-old you, and if you cheated then on that person, you're not going to cheat now. If we're talking about the same person from, like, a year or two ago,
how much growth can you do in a year?
How much growth can you do? And also, if you were willing to cheat on that person before, what makes you think you're not going to cheat on that same person again? So,
So here is Taylor. Hey, Taylor, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. All right. So yesterday we had you on and you were telling us, was it a year ago that you and this dude broke up because he was cheating?
So it was a year ago, but, you know, I feel like in this case he suffered a consequence. Because we broke up for a year, and he was so upset during that year. I mean, I was upset too, but I feel like he felt something because he lost something. So I don't know. I feel like that made it different.
All right, so you ended up catching him cheating. How did you catch him, by the way?
Oh, my God. The girl actually called me, and that it was terrible. She called me. She found his phone in his shoe. And so my number and they called me. I was really upset over it.
Oh, boy.
But I mean, but now like time has passed. And in that year, I dated someone else and he came back. And I don't know. He seems so sincere this time.
And your parents are just not believing it. And they're like in Kristen's camp, like how much can a dude really change in 1 year, right?
That's what my mom is. My mom is, forget it. She doesn't believe him at all. That's why I was like, if I could show, you know, prove in some way by doing this, maybe that'll help things.
Now, moms hold grudges like microphones. They don't let them go.
So you asked us yesterday to see if we can get to the bottom of this, see if he really is a changed man. And with that, I will pass it on to Kristen.
All right. So we did our To Catch a Cheater Instagram scam. There was a conversation that ensued. Taylor, it's a lengthy one. So instead of me reading both parts, Mo, I wanted to know if I could enlist you to play the part of Taylor's boyfriend.
I got you.
All right. So my friend reached out, and this is how their conversation on Instagram started. Her, post-workout selfie, always hot.
Mm.
Ha, thanks. I think, if you are being serious.
Totally being serious. But something tells me you know you're hot.
I may be a bit above average.
I'd say that is an understatement. You look like you're all alone. No workout partner?
Not today.
Too bad you're already done. I wouldn't mind joining you.
Oh, yeah? You think you could keep up?
All right, so at this point, right here, right there, it's over the line, right? Like, he should have shut that down right there.
Absolutely.
Correct?
I mean, this is... It's Taylor's call.
Taylor, now, at that point, yeah, the fact that he hasn't shut that down right there, does that matter to you? Do you feel like, hey, it's still a little vague?
I want to hope that maybe he's just being friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe he's trying to be polite. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. So there's something very spicy about, oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, we pass polite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You think you can keep up? Okay.
Okay. I think I should be asking you that.
I like a confident woman.
Okay. Now, how about there? Okay. Is that a line that's... Has he crossed it there?
I mean, I'm not happy.
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
Oh, my God. No.
Then she goes, then you love me.
Oh, really? Let's see just how confident... Your turn to show me a selfie.
All right, Taylor. At that point, is he over the line now? He's asking her for a selfie.
I don't like that.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So my friend had like a similar post-workout mirror selfie on her phone. So that's the one she sent to him.
Am I supposed to believe that you just took that? Coincidentally, doing the same thing I am?
You can believe anything you want. I just thought you might like to see how much we have in common.
Well, it's not exactly an even trade of a picture.
How so?
I'm wearing much less in my picture.
You're shirtless.
Exactly. I'm waiting.
And that's when my friend ended the convo and blocked him.
Oh, my God.
You might have tiptoed over the line a little there.
Yeah, this dude.
Oh, my God. I'm waiting? Like waiting, so he's waiting for a topless picture. That's what this is saying. Like,
yeah,
what?
That's exactly what he's saying, Taylor. Like, there's no reading in between the lines there. He was waiting for her to send her send a topless photo.
I mean, literally last night we were out, and he was telling me, you know, that things were. I'm just like floored right now.
Yeah,
it's better you know now before you go wasting your time even more.
Exactly.
Yeah. He sucks.
Oh my God.
Your man sucks.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm sorry,
horrible.
Taylor. I know you wanted to believe.
Oh,
I mean, I commend you for wanting to believe the best in people, but he's not a changed man.
Yeah, now you got a second problem, too, because you got to go to your parents and say you guys were right.
No,
now,
you don't.
You don't?
Absolutely not.
Just dump them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have to notice how it happened.
No. Nope.
Okay. So, I mean, with that, Taylor, I'm guessing this relationship is over, or are you thinking, what are you thinking?
No, it's definitely over. I mean, he's asking for a topless picture. I mean, literally last night we were just together, literally, and he was just telling me that, you know, how much he wants, he's dedicated to me and all this stuff. And it's all BS. Like, all of it's a lie. I don't know. This is like so upsetting. I cannot believe this.
Yeah, Taylor, you deserve so much better. You got to dump this loser. You got to get out.
I think Kristen raised a pretty good point. I mean, you know, change takes time.
It does.
That's for sure. And if a guy comes back in a year, just a year, that seems like a short amount of time. Don't you agree?
Once a cheater, always a cheater,
in this case, yeah. All right, Taylor, you got the info now.
Oh
so
God.
Like Mo said, at least
Thank
you can save
you
yourself
guys.
Some time. You're welcome.
Yeah, this is not a good day.
I'm sure. I hate when they thank us again. It feels like the cop giving you a ticket and he's driving off. And you're like, thanks. Well, thanks for the ticket.
Thanks so much.
What are you going to say? F you.
Bye. The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
There are some things that are just meant to go together. Peanut butter and jelly, Mo and the Dallas Cowboys, me and Taylor Swift, Burt and shoes with lifts. Like, there are some things that just should never be parted.
Amen to that, too.
And after nearly 30 years, Tiger Woods and Nike are splitting up. I mean, they have been.
That's an iconic duo. Absolutely.
It's an iconic partnership. And so Tiger announced the split on his social platforms on Monday. He said, over 27 years ago, I was fortunate enough to start a partnership with one of the most iconic brands in the world. The days since have been filled with so many amazing moments and memories. If I started naming them, I could go on forever. And all of those memories and moments would add up to about $500 million. Because that's allegedly what he has made off of this brand deal with the swoosh.
That makes things a lot easier to break up with. When you've already made $500 million, you can look that in the rearview mirror and go, okay, it's over.
It was a good run.
$500 million.
We did our best.
Yes. So Nike has quietly been ramping down all of their golf apparel. Apparently, they stopped making golf equipment altogether. So this makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
And now the golf community has a theory as to what Tiger's next venture is going to be. So Topgolf posted a mysterious job the day after he announced his split with Nike. And it's a job for the global head of golf footwear and apparel. So people are wondering, is he going to be endorsing Topgolf? Is he going to be designing his own brand of golf apparel for Topgolf?
So, I mean, I know about the Topgolf facilities, but they have their own apparel and stuff?
It looks like they might be starting a brand.
Oh, starting a brand. Okay.
Which, of course, if Tiger Woods is free, of course you're going to want Tiger Woods to head it up. Or not like be the head, but be the face of it.
Be the fit for sure.
I wonder if in the golf community, and I'm not a big golfer at all, if you're wearing top golf gear, if you're looked down upon in that community.
That's why you hire Tiger Woods.
I wonder if they care. I feel like they don't care.
No, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
I think they do.
Like Titleist, sure. And that is the only brand I can think of.
What else do they wear? Polo? I don't know.
No. Hold on. Let's see. Golf brands.
Adidas?
No, I don't think so.
Nike?
Callaway.
Of course.
Callaway.
Topgolf needs to get somebody that's like got a party reputation, like John Daly back in the day.
Right. TaylorMade.
Yeah, there you go.
They don't make golf apparel?
Huh?
I found that out. Because Tiger Woods has used TaylorMade golf clubs, but they don't make apparel. So that's the other theory, is people are like, oh, maybe he's going to head up TaylorMade apparel, so now he can not only use the clubs, but also wear the polos and little golf shoes and stuff. So he'll be TaylorMade out. All right, Jennifer Lawrence, she is the woman of the people, because at the Golden Globes, she was just absolutely hysterical from start to finish. There was this moment where she was being highlighted for an award that she was nominated for, and she looks straight at the camera and she mouths, "If I don't win, I'm leaving." And there was also another moment where she was being interviewed, and the interviewers know that she loves Bravo shows, and there was a crazy Real Housewives of Salt Lake City finale, and they knew they had to ask her about it, so she ended up doing an impression of it on the red carpet.
To clarify the scene, the women of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake, they are outing one of their fellow cast members as a... she is the one who's behind a reality... a reality platform on Instagram or on social media, and that they just thought this was like reality fodder and tabloid, but it's actually been a real housewife behind it.
Oh, so she has like a Finsta and she's exposing the show itself?
It's not like, yeah, I guess technically it would be her Finsta, but it's like Reality Von T or something like that is the name of the account. And they just thought this was like an insider into the Real Housewives' lives, but no, they're calling out this fellow castmate as she's the one that's been filming stuff, taking pictures of things, and exposing everybody on this reality site.
So she's showing the reality part of the reality TV show, and they're mad about that.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm sure they feel betrayed too. Like there's a spy in our midst.
Yes.
And so of course
she's the mole.
She's the mole. So Jennifer Lawrence, who's a big fan of the show, actually was asked about it. She was like, "This is the greatest finale I've ever seen.
I want
to have a beer with Jennifer Lawrence.
I know, right?
She seems so cool. All right, this rapper says his New Year's resolution is to practice abstinence. We'll talk about who's taking a vow of celibacy on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.